A Minneapolis theater troupe is touring Scandinavia. That's usually not news because theater companies tour all the time, but this company is different. Interact is a center for visual and performing artists with disabilities. Minnesota Public Radio's Marianne Combs reports.
Mary Thomas, known to her friends as Mother Mary, began her artistic career at the age of 82 after she suffered mild brain damage from a stroke and her caseworker referred her to Interact.
She said that I needed something to keep me going, but she said, I'm not going to place you in a senior daycare program. I'm going to place you with the young people. That's why I'm here.
In fact, many Interact Company members are people who would otherwise be paid by the government to participate in programs created to keep them busy, says director Jeannie Calvet.
Like Mother Mary would be playing bingo in an adult day program. She'd be sitting around playing bingo and chatting. So we just found a way to use the money that was there anyway for the people, but to put it to a more creative use.
Founded in 1992 as a small theater company, Interact now also runs a gallery and has grown into one of the few visual and performing arts centers that treats its mentally and physically disabled company members as professionals rather than patients. Interact performers work with the staff to write songs, skits, and stories, often about their own lives, and then create theater productions out of the material. Interact's last show paid tribute to Mother Mary.
I think we all just want some place to belong. Well, well, what do you think Souls Harbor is all about? This is the place you were meant to belong. Come on down to Souls Harbor where your spirits can be at rest.
While many songs are inspirational, others are extremely funny. Too Many Chromosomes to Drive a Car is sung by the Downbeats, three performers with Down syndrome.
I like music, singing, writing and dancing. My dream is I'd like to join a rock and roll band.
Rock on, brother!
Thank you, but I got too many chromosomes to keep the beat.
Too many chromosomes to keep the beat.
The final verse is just enough chromosomes to fall in love. Director Jeannie Calvet says one of the points that Interact tries to keep in mind is that the staff and the performers are not that different. She calls the Interact staff temporarily able-bodied and says it won't be long until they're all candidates for the program.
You know, sooner or later we're going to lose our memories or not, our knees will give out or something, you know. We're living on borrowed time.
Calvet says Interact has always been a touring company, but it's only recently that there's been an international interest in its work. Interact was invited to Scandinavia by organizations doing similar work there. Most of the company never expected to travel outside the United States, except for Damon Hollingsworth.
Here at Interact, I got the experience as acting, and I got my first venture into it as a writer for 20th Century Fox Studios in 1975. I'd written a script, but it was stolen from me in Las Vegas, where I was working in Caesar's Palace, as a porter.
Hollingsworth is one of the company's strongest all-around performers. Many people at first mistake him for a staff member because he has no visible disabilities. But Damon Hollingsworth is a schizophrenic with delusions of grandeur.
My MOS in the Marine Corps was intelligence. I was platoon leader, secretary, meritorious corporal. That means you don't have to pay for your uniform. You dress blues. And got an honorable discharge. And here I am.
Damon's experiences, both real and imagined, are the inspiration for the song The Feast and the Famine.
I'm God, I'm the devil, good cop, bad cop, Mother Mary's little helper, I'm the great manipulator, I'm the master of delusion, tick-tock. I'm a poet, I'm a pervert, I'm a madman, I'm a saint, magician par excellence, normal I ain't. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, man, I think, therefore, I think I am.
We always say Damon's delusions came true. All the things people for years said you were deluded about, he's realizing them. He's performing, he's writing, he's touring Europe, he's doing a lot of his, acting out a lot of his delusions.
One of Interact's strengths is that its members all accept each other for who they are. Performers Michael Paul and Randy Plumley see no reason why they can't make fun of themselves like any comedians. Paul's in a wheelchair, Plumley lost an arm and suffered traumatic brain injury in an accident.
We're more than the sum of our parts. I play with myself,
and I'm smart.
Some people may think that we got the shaft, that you can't be whole if you only got half, but I guarantee we'll have the last laugh. We're more than the sum of our parts.
One of Interact's biggest fans is performer and playwright Kevin Kling. He's working with Interact on an upcoming production. Kling has a personal affinity with Interact. He has a congenital birth defect that kept one of his arms from growing to its full length. He's also a nationally acclaimed writer who says Interact is just plain good theater that connects with audiences.
I think that it catches people off guard that all of a sudden someone's gotten into their heart and they don't even know which way they got in, but all of a sudden there they are, and they're in your heart or in your head, and they're bringing up questions you've never asked.
Questions like, why can't an artist in a wheelchair from the U.S. perform on stage in Denmark? Michael Paul joined Interact 3 years ago. He'd like to be a songwriter. His influences run from Aerosmith to Diana Ross. Paul has cerebral palsy and has been in a wheelchair since he was a child. He never had high hopes of going far as an artist.
Before coming here, I had never been out of the country in my life, and I was starting to think I would probably never leave the country. Growing up, there were a lot of things that I wasn't able to do. I was left out of a lot of things. This is the first time that it feels like there's been something on equal terms.
Paul and the rest of the Interact performers will collaborate with a temporarily able-bodied theater company on two productions next year. Director Calvet is working on touring an Interact production to Australia in 2004. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Combs in St. Paul.